What's up, everyone? My name is Sebastian, and you're listening to Seb Talks. Today, I want to talk about habits. How are you tracking your habits so you can improve your mind, your body, and overall your performance as a human being? And the reason why this is so important to me is because I have always struggled with not feeling fulfilled. And what I mean by that is I've always felt like I'm not doing enough, I'm not evolving enough, and that frustrates me as a human being. I want to reach, quote unquote, my full potential, and I believe that if I don't track my progress, nothing is happening. Whether that is true or not, I do recommend that if you're out there and you want to improve your life, have some sort of organizing tool that helps you see where you're doing well and where you can improve. And so this week I shared with everyone on my Instagram how I am going to be doing a new experiment. I'm going to set some goals of habits that I want to keep up for the next 45-ish days of the year. And with that, I got a few questions, not a lot, but I got a few questions of people asking me what tool I used, what did I do to organize my days, and how did I determine what tasks or habits I wanted to work on. So I thought it was pretty interesting because when it comes to habits, for me, if we just talk about a morning routine, that has become a very trendy subject in 2020, but I think it's for a reason. And it is that if you don't have a solid morning, at least for myself, if I wake up late and everything is going to be off, right? If I wake up late, I'm not going to have breakfast at the same time. I'm not going to work out at the same time. And I'm pretty much deciding to put things off and replace them with sleep. And that is very, very frustrating for me because I want to maximize my time while I'm awake. So let me share with you, number one, the tool that I use, and number two, how you can map it out for yourself so you can have a better, or at least attempt to have a more organized and a better day-to-day in your life. So the tool that I use is called Notion. Notion, so just Google that and you'll find it is a software or a tool that it pretty much lets you create any sort of notes. So what is the difference between this and the notes app on your phone and Evernote and any other platform that I've used before? Notion makes it very, very easy for you to track things and organize things in a way that make sense. And what I mean by that is that in the past, I've used multiple notes apps. And the problem that I run into is that I have so many ideas, so many things come to my mind during the day. I'll put them in a notepad and those ideas start meshing with other ideas. There's no way for me to really organize my thoughts in a way that makes it very easy for me to find it. So the question that I would ask you is, does your system right now allow you to go back a year from today and find information that you're looking for? Is it clear enough so that you know exactly where anything is? Because if it's not, what the majority of people are doing with notes is they're using them to dump out ideas, but when it comes to actually going back to your notes, reading what you wrote, very, very few people actually do that. And I include myself as one of those people because I always fell into the trap of writing down a bunch of stuff, a bunch of notes, a bunch of things that I wanted to do. And then when it comes down to utilizing that tool again or that note again, it wasn't found. Okay, so Notion is really great for that specifically. A cool feature that they have is they include emojis in every single title that they have. You can turn this on and off, But I definitely think it adds a new dimension to note taking. Why? Because it's not just that it looks cool, right? Like, it's not about that. It's about the fact that you are remembering things based off not just words now, but also images. So, for example, my weekly agenda, it has an emoji of like a yellow planner. My habit tracker is a running shoe. My sales notes has a light bulb on it. All these things just easily connect with my mind and my brain, and it makes it very easy for me to categorize things in the future. So now that you understand a little bit more about Notion, I want to talk to you about what my habit tracker template specifically looks like, so that you can create something from home and you can actually set up goals and achieve those goals. I had a question from Arturo. He sent it to me through Instagram, and he said that he doesn't really feel like he is organized enough and that he wants something that can actually help him track his progress. I thought it was a really great point because with this, I've struggled a lot in the past. And what I told him was, number one, to listen to the podcast, and number two, to download Notion. And now, once you download Notion, what you're going to do is you're going to create a table. And it looks exactly what an Excel sheet would look like. But inside of those, of each column, you're gonna have, so the first column is gonna be by day of the week. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and so on. Then from that point forward, you're going to add the habits that you want to change, that you believe would really improve your life. So let me explain what I mean by that. If you are someone who is at a very, very low point of your life, if you're someone that is struggling with a lot of things, not just your physical health, but your mental health, you eat like shit, you don't run, you don't work out, you don't read, all these things. You can't just turn them on and off, right? Like, it's called a habit because you have to do it over and over and over again to the point where, without even thinking about it, you do it. And that is very, very hard to do. I think even like social media makes it sound very simple. Like, oh yeah, you do this for, I can't remember the number, it's like 17 days or 30 days, whatever it is. You do this for 17 days straight, and then it'll become a habit. I really don't believe that because when it comes to, and a big lesson that I've learned this last year when it comes to business is that there is always going to be ups and downs, right? And whenever everything is going great, just remember that things will go back down. And whenever things are going horrible, most of the times in business, things will go back up. And it is the same principle when it comes to your habits. It's not always going to be perfect. You're going to miss days at the gym, and that is okay. All right. But if you don't have a system that really keeps track of it and helps you keep that discipline, then there's a problem. Okay. So what I told Arturo was, don't just copy everything that I shared on my social media. And let me read what I have so far for you guys. I want to wake up before 6 a.m. every day. I want to take a progress photo, aka a shirtless photo of myself. I want to work out for 60 minutes every day. I want to run 5 times per week, at least 2 miles per day. I want to lower down my sugar as much as possible. I want to journal every night. I want to drink a gallon of water every day. I want to stretch or do yoga or meditation for at least 30 minutes a day. I want to read, for this would be like 15, 20 pages for myself. And then I want to post and engage on social media daily. Okay. And then the last column is notes. So kind of like a mini journal. So the reason why I tell you this is because, again, if you're someone that is starting from zero, you don't want to ask yourself, okay, I'm a person that wakes up late every day. I don't work out. I eat like shit. I don't drink water. I never read. I don't even use social media. Tomorrow is the day I'm going to start doing everything. I truly believe you're setting yourself up for failure. And not just that, but you're really going to struggle I don't know. It's like you're going to run into obstacles and then you're going to say, oh, I can't do this. And then once you realize that, then you're going to say, fuck, I like your self-esteem is going to go even lower. When in reality, the reason why you're doing this is because you want to improve your lifestyle, be happier and healthier. So don't go all in. But one principle that I've learned from Andy Frisella is make a power list. And a power list is just five things that you have to get done every single day, no matter what. If you don't get them done, you literally lost a day, right? So if for you it's, you know what, I just want to be able to wake up early, then start with that and do it every single day. Because really, there's no, like, for you to have like the lifestyle that you really, really want to have, you have to be doing these things every single day for the rest of your life. Like I said, there's going to be, you know, seasons, and it's you're going to go up, you're going to go down, you're going to feel like really, really great, and you're going to feel like shit. So as long as you have something that can help you at least go towards that direction, you know, then you will be feeling a little bit more fulfilled. Okay, so with that being said, the way that I've organized my stuff, I have created columns for every single habit that I want to build up, and I have checkboxes in every single row. Okay, so remember, columns are vertical, rows are horizontal. I'm pretty sure, or at least that's how I'm talking. That's the way that I'm thinking about it. And so in every row, I have, like I said, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then every column after that is every single habit that I'm planning on keeping track of. And so with that, the biggest thing is if you don't find that balance, if you don't find that one thing that if you were able to change that today, it would make your life way, way better. So what I mean by that is if you are someone who, for example, you want to learn a subject, but you know that you're very inconsistent with it. You know, like you want to learn how to speak Japanese. And there's books out there, there's videos, you bought a course, you've done all this stuff, but you just haven't gotten it done. Don't start, you know, don't say, okay, I'm gonna start working out, doing all this stuff tomorrow and learn Japanese. Start with Japanese and just say, every single day, I'm going to spend at least 30 minutes per day learning Japanese. It can be speaking to someone, it can be reading a book about it, it can be watching videos about it, but it has to be something that will move me forward, and actually help me achieve not just that habit, but really achieve goals. Because to me, habits are more than just daily things that we do, right? It's kind of like building a house brick by brick. You have to make sure that every single day you're doing something towards it. You don't just magically build a house unless it's one of those fancy, like new weird houses that they just like pop up, right? Old school houses, they are built brick by brick. So yeah, there you go. That's my habit tracker formula. I have been playing around with habits for, I would say, the last 3, maybe 4 years. I think once I got started with learning about entrepreneurship and all that stuff, I really got interested in seeing what are the things that really help me improve and kind of maximize my potential. I am by no means near my potential, hopefully, but at the same time, you know, habit tracking is, I would say, the number one thing that you could start doing today. It's free and it could really help you move forward. Another additional thing that I do, that for anyone out there who wants to get more involved, especially when it comes to understanding your sleep and understanding your the way that you work out, I have what is called a Whoop band. And this is a band that I wear all day, every day. And it tracks my heart rate, it tracks my sleep, it tracks a lot of really, really cool things that give you a lot of data and pretty much tell you what works for you and what doesn't. So for example, for me, when I drink coffee, even if I drink coffee at 9 in the morning, I know that I will have a worse night sleep than compared to not drinking coffee. I know that if I watch TV before going to bed, I'm not going to get as much rest compared to not watching TV at all. All these things are small things, again, brick by brick, but if you don't focus on those small things, then 10, 20, 30 years from now, you're going to start feeling the compound effect on those things. So I guess to finish off, let me kind of explain to you why I've chosen these habits, and maybe it can inspire you to select your own habits. So I'd love for you to actually think about where you are right now, and based on the habits that I'm sharing with you, you can make your own list and you could actually get started with your habits. So the first one is, like I said, wake up before 6 a.m. That is very important to me, because if I don't have a clear idea of what my day is going to look like, that's when I get grumpy and my day is just messed up. So make sure you have a good idea of what you're going to do the night before. And then for me, it's waking up early so that I can get everything done. The second one is a progress photo. And I do this just because I want to make sure that I can see my progress as I'm working out. I want to see every line. I want to make sure that, you know, my belly fat is going down. And a quick little story with that. I don't know what motivates you, but you need to find something that really makes you want to go. Okay. It's not easy to find, but something that I've been using, and again, if you don't like swearing, you probably shouldn't be listening to my podcast anyway, but what I've been doing is, you know, the other day, actually, I looked down and I looked at my belly, and it was kind of like, it was pretty chubby. Like, I haven't felt this chubby since like after I got married, and I just didn't work out for like months. And I looked at it and I was like, look at this fat bitch. That's what I said. Called it a fat bitch. And it kind of stuck with me, right? And I was like, oh, yeah. Like, and so every time I'm working out now, I look at it, I take off my shirt, I look at my belly, and I'm like, I'm going to get rid of this fat bitch. And the last thing I did, and is actually inspired by David Goggins, because David Goggins, I mean, obviously he's like the hardest man alive, but he writes notes on his mirror in the bathroom. And those notes remind him of why he does what he does. So I went to my bathroom and I wrote on the mirror, I wrote, get rid of the fat bitch. And every morning when I wake up and I take a photo, I read that and I think, okay, I need to get rid of this fat bitch. I need to go work out. I need to go run. There's a reason why I'm running. There's a reason why I'm doing all this stuff. And if you can't remember, because most people can't remember why they feel motivated, you have to remember that it's discipline over motivation, right? You have to do the small things every day over feeling like really excited or really pumped up, because that will 100% go away, okay? My third habit is working out 60 minutes a day. That can be indoors, outdoors. Right now, I'm not going to the gym just because I chose not to go to the gym, but I do miss it so much. That is one of my biggest frustrations, because I love working out at the gym and I just don't get the same feeling when I'm home, but you gotta do what you gotta do, right? Running 2 miles 5 times a week. Running to me is a love-hate relationship, and it's more of a hate relationship than anything, because I don't enjoy running. And I think a lot of people that run will tell you the same thing. It's not that I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to go running. But the thing is, when you run, there's a feeling of accomplishment. There's a feeling of like the climb that is so rewarding. I can't really explain it. And obviously, if you ran in your life, then you know what I'm talking about. But running and really just putting your body through that pain of feeling like you can't breathe, feeling like your legs hurt, your ankles hurt, your calves hurt. And then once you get home and you're done and you take a shower, you're like, oh my God, I did it. That sense of accomplishment is huge. So I put running in there because I really want to push myself to be uncomfortable. As weird as that may sound to you, it makes a ton of sense to me. Okay, the next one is no sugar, because like I said, I an addict for sugar. I love sugar. And yeah, it's just something that it's always been like my quote unquote weakness. And I wanna stop calling it that because it's really just my choice to eat sugar. But yeah, so I wanna stop eating that and just overall having a better diet. Then I have journaling every day, and it doesn't have to take long. I usually take a couple minutes every night. It's more about just remembering and actually doing it. But it's good because more than anything, I like to have written notes of how I felt in a specific day. It's good to express yourself and everyone has different ways to be creative, but if you can express yourself through painting, then do it. Writing, then do it. But do something that lets you express yourself, because we're so especially men, I feel like they're so like closed off to being and communicating how they feel with other people. So might as well just call it your journal, call it your diary, whatever you want to call it, but express yourself. Express yourself. Okay, so the next one is drink a gallon of water. This one is probably one of the hardest for me, just because I hate going to the bathroom and I'm peeing like every like 45 minutes. But it's cool. I'm working from home. I got nowhere to be, so it works for now. When I used to work my 9 to 5 and I was doing this, it sucked because I had to like work around meetings and make sure that I didn't drink a lot of water before my meetings. But yeah, it's been fun. The next one is stretching or yoga or meditation. I had back surgery when I was 18, and the number one thing that helps me with back pain is stretching and doing yoga. Literally, this is one of the things that it honestly has become a habit for me. I'm always stretching when it's late at night, I'm watching TV, I'm doing something that's mindless, I'm always stretching. And I recommend you do something like this, just to see how your body feels. Again, like take care of your body, you know what I mean? Like your body, it really is like your temple. And I don't know, you have to love it, take care of it, appreciate it. And stretching to me is a really great way to do that. Then the next one is reading. I love to read and I don't do it enough. My goal for 2020 was to read 24 books, which is 2 books per month. And right now I have a month and a half left and I need to read 4 books. So I am technically like a book and a half behind. So I definitely need to get on that, but I love reading. And if you don't like reading, to me the biggest thing that flipped my mind was when I started when I went to college. I hated reading. I never read, never, 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 never even read the books that I was supposed to read. I would always Google it and find the information. But now that I'm out of college, or when I was out of college, especially at the beginning, I realized that reading is like a huge, huge advantage. Like you can learn from people's mistakes and you can hear other people's lives and understand what they went through just a little bit, so that you can possibly improve your own life and do better when you face a problem or a situation. So reading is, again, huge, huge, huge. I recommend you get into it if you're currently not. And then the last one is a daily post and engagement on social media. And this is more like a personal one, just because social media is a big part of what I do for work. And it is definitely like a habit that I've had to build over time. But it's been, so far, it's been a good return on investment. So there you go. That is my habit tracker. I hope you guys found value from this. I hope that you are thinking of ways to improve your mind and your body and take care of it, because no one else is going to do that for you. So if you found value from this, please let me know. Send me a message, like the podcast, leave us a review. Honestly, the number one thing is if you could leave me a review, that would be awesome. So just so I know that you enjoy this and you want to see more of this. And outside of that, if you want to connect with me online, just look me up on Instagram or LinkedIn or Facebook or wherever you want. at Sebas Garcia X. And yeah, that's it for today's podcast. I appreciate you guys, and I'll talk to you later.